This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Obviously, stunning political news in the state today. Internationally, you wake up over the weekend and all of a sudden you find out apparently we are now running Venezuela. Decision by the president to direct our military to travel with extraordinary skill and valor and extract the so-called president and first lady, Nicolas Maduro, out of Caracas, bring them to the United States, appearing in court today, and nobody better to react to the story than our friend Colonel David Hunt, who's with us like Tom before on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. All right, Colonel, let's start on the military side. Take me through how this worked and what impressed you most.
Yeah, hi, by the way, Happy New Year. This operation took about, I'd say, 4 months to plan and rehearse. So this has been going on since we've had the Navy parked outside of Venezuela. The people who organized this is the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, which is headquartered on Fort Bragg. And the units that participated would be the helicopter guys at Task Force 160 out of Fort Campbell, and, of course, Special Forces Operational Detachment E with Delta out of Fort Bragg. The coordination for this, and 100, by the way, 150 separate aircraft bombing. So all of this, for example, moving the force from the East Coast down to Venezuela, all those helicopters had to get packed up in C-17s. They got to fly to an interim base, link up with Delta, and then fly about 100 feet off the ground through the mountains in Venezuela to their target. It took 3 to 5 minutes on the ground. They had a firefight with some of Maduro's guards. We had one helicopter that was damaged but could fly. So this operation, with hundreds of people involved, we didn't have any casualties. We didn't lose any equipment. And it was successful. So a very tightly coordinated, spectacular military operation.
How much credit should General Kane get for the planning and the execution? He is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
None. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff the advisor to the President of the United States.
Okay.
The planning headquarters for this operation was the Joint Special Operations Command, period. I mean, they're briefed. He's not even in the approval of this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, no, he's no this the Joint Special Operations Command will go through the Secretary of Defense to the President. Now he's in the middle of advice. You know, Trump lights him. He calls it. What does he call him?
Raising Cain. Yeah.
That's a little okay.
Yeah.
But,
of course.
So the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs is not in anybody's chain of command. So it's the Joint Special Operations Command. The precision of the helicopters are the best in the world. Delta is the best, period, at what they do. They had 150 sorties, 150 targets were hit. That's impressive. And the speed of which this was done. FBI was there to arrest them, and then they turned them over to DEA and the rest, you know, we've seen on television.
Should a man we have discussed many times, you have stated repeatedly he's not up for the job, I, with nowhere near your experience, agree with you wholeheartedly, should Pete Hegseth get any credit?
You got him. Sorry. I mean, he's a Secretary of Defense. He with guys like Hegseth, and God help us, and not that many, what they can do is get out of the way. What Hegseth did here is get out of the way. He's at a very, very powerful position, Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
He has massive influence with the President of the United States. Hate him or not, that's a big deal. So, but in this kind of operation, guys like Hegseth, guys like Cain, get out of the way and let the people, the experts, JSOC, the 20 years of war we spent in Afghanistan and Iraq sharpened us unbelievably. So we did a lot of these during those two wars. But the people who did this are the best on the planet at what they do. And Hegseth was smart enough not to get in the way. I will say, talk about getting in the way. It turns out the President of the United States obviously didn't want to inform Congress and didn't, but thought it was okay to inform some oil companies.
Okay, let's jump in right there. This is Colonel David Hunt. We literally could not have a better military guest. Tremendous. 30 years of service with our country, still razor sharp, still plugged in. You're right. On Air Force One, when somebody's asking the President question after question, he's telling us that he informed the oil companies before it took place. What is he talking about?
Well, you and I both know what the philosophy of Occam's razor, which is when you're trying to solve a problem, the most obvious is normally the solution.
Yep.
The answer to the problem.
Yep.
And in this case, if there's anybody in listening of your great show that thinks this is about drugs or terrorism, it's not. It's about oil. And we the U.S. oil companies were taken over by Maduro 20 years ago. It has more oil, Venezuela, than Saudi Arabia, than any country in the world. That's how much oil Venezuela
has. That's a stunning statement, too.
Anyone.
Yeah. And it's supposed, like you said, because funny, in when the president was running in 19 while he's president, he talked about how terrible the oil is. I've read story after story the last 2-3 days saying it's some of the best oil that's available on the planet, right?
Yes. For things like even like jet fuel. So this is there's going to be a lot of investment, but this whole thing is about oil. We you know, it wasn't a short time ago. Excuse me, that this kind of operation would have been called a decapitation strike. You took the president of the country and his wife and took him out.
Yeah.
But we didn't, because we left the number two person in charge is Maduro's vice president. So I'm at a loss to figure out what we did. I have no problem arresting Maduro, okay, with the drug business. But we did not need to put Delta Force on the ground to do this. And bomb the country and sit the fleet out there for 4 months to do this. But this is a oil deal. We're not going to occupy Venezuela's twice the size of California. It's got about 28 million people in it. About 6 million of those people have left and come north because of the conditions of Venezuela. But the way, only way this is going to work is the Venezuelans are going to do what we tell them, because the President of the United States has already threatened them with what he calls a second wave. But this is, the oil companies are critical to what the President of the United States wants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, so let's stay with that part when the president is saying, we're going to run it. Do you think he has any idea? And are they, if they're literally going to try to turn this in, I mean, it's almost like Dick Cheney and Meet the Press. They're going to be waving in flags. They're going to greet us as liberators when clearly the Bush administration, some couldn't tell the difference between Shias and Sunnis and Kurds. Is this the same thing happening when it sounds good? Nobody should defend Maduro. Awful, awful individual. So if he's gone, great. But do they have any idea the thousands of next steps required to actually run a country and who they have to get rid of, who they have to install? And again, it's just, it seems like international affairs under Donald Trump is about one thing, money. Ukraine, how much money can we get from Ukraine? How much money can we get from Russia? How much money can we get from Venezuela? That's the driving force.
Yeah, I wish I could push back on that because it's embarrassing, but yes. Look, that this issue of running other countries, we did well with Japan. We did okay doing running Panama. People want to give us credit for, well, after we invaded Grenada, which had, of course, three people in it, and we ran that one, you know, okay. But normally, most of the time, from Vietnam to Pakistan to Afghanistan and Iraq, we suck at running other countries. The United States is a blunt instrument.
Yeah.
We drop bombs. We have special operations.
Right.
That's fine. But running a country that's twice the size of California with 28 million people would be a couple hundred thousand people, Chad,
yeah,
of U.S. or people that are in favor.
Right.
And it's a huge mistake. When we plant the American flag in another country, it's on average 8.5 years before we come out. We don't leave. What? Because behind that flag comes all of these, this industry that makes billions of dollars on our occupation, like we did in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's a mistake for us to assume any kind of control over Venezuela. You've got the guy you wanted. Congratulations. Oil company's going to go in. You can pay a private security all you want to protect that oil and start pumping it. But taking over a country, any country, but something like Venezuela, and is a mistake. And the people who are yelling, you can't compare it to Iraq, are the same people who didn't want to compare Vietnam disaster to the Iraq-Afghanistan disaster.
Let me just jump in on this because we're going to run out of time here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
You've been tremendous. Great as always. So for the folks, and right now today it's Democrats, who are saying the president should have told us. Just like when Republicans were saying Obama should have told us about Libya. Have we just reached a point where this idea of any president informing the Congress of something this sudden, those days are just over? That's just not going to happen anymore.
It hasn't. No, you're absolutely right. Congress has become impotent, and I think it's self-imposed. The Democrats' Congress doesn't want to get in front of, or interfere with a Democratic president. The Republican Congress doesn't want to interfere with a Republican president. So it's impotence. This, anybody listening, think that this wasn't an invasion. 150 targets were hit. Okay, we ripped out of bed the president of the country and his wife, and brought him back to the United States. This was I get what everyone else is going to be talking about, but this is a military operation, sure. But the point of this has been oil, and as we saw it with Iraq and Afghanistan, the reasons you do something are important. And we ought to stop what we're doing. Congratulations. Great job, military. It's going to take us a year and a half to put Maduro in front of a court and call it a win. But if we take over, we're stuck. We're going to be stuck in the middle of this.
Thank you, as always, sir. I appreciate it. Enjoy your week, and I will greatly look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.
Colonel David Hunt. The man is just brilliant. 51 past 12 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.